Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 382 on Saturday, August the 15th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land or anywhere that's ahead, it's Sunday the 16th of August. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello chat, I know Zai's here and Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you who has just subscribed again, thank you very much, 71 months total, amazing, thank you so much, it's greatly appreciated. But Mrs. Rock Guru says, morning, WoW Challenges and chat, welcome back from your holiday, hope it was good. It was a nice break. Oh, what day am I doing? Oh, did I, maybe I should go back on holidays. Oh, my nose is itchy. It's the 16th, and it's the 17th here. I should be on holidays. You know why I'm a duffer? Because I did the show notes yesterday, and I must have put in yesterday. So, facepalm for me, because I don't know what day we're on, which is obviously, so, we're not doing a do-over, because it's not that deep, but it is Saturday the 16th for you guys, Sunday the 17th for me, so, yeah, I guess that's the being on holidays mindset, as well as not working. So the schedules, there's no real schedule, which is kind of nice, but also a little chaotic. Yes, so Mrs. Rockguru just turned 17th here in the UK. Yes, Lita doesn't know what she's doing. Zai says, everyday problem when you're retired, what day is it? Yes. Oh, completely agree. And I know when I've had times when I've been on holidays for like a month or 2 months, that it does become very much of even what day of the week is it? Hang on, is it the weekend or is it Wednesday? So that's where I am at the moment, but I've had a really nice break. It's got a lot of stuff in. Just there's a lot of stuff going on, so yeah, but it was nice not to have to focus too much on between working and sorting stuff for the show, etc. But it was nice just to have a bit more of a chill, which is always lovely. So yeah, so how is the chat room? Everyone seems to be doing well. Seems to be, which is good. Anyway, I have my coffee, so...
Coffee is my blood.
Whatever beverage of choice, I hope you are enjoying, whether that is coffee, tea, alcohol, whatever it is, water. So this is fine here, only 28 degrees Celsius. Really? Wow. That's not bad. What is it here today? Let me have a look. It's not as cold as it has been. Well, I know you guys like later. Like, get over yourself. You guys don't know what cold is. At the moment, it's 16 degrees here. And today's supposed to be a low of 10 and a high of 21. Which for winter here in Queensland is, you know, for some of us, gets feel a little bit, got it rugged up. I've got my, you know, I've got my hood on. I've got my, I'm rugged up. I don't have my gloves on, so I did earlier this morning. But I find the older I'm getting, the more I'm feeling the cold. So we got a low of 12 last night. Okay. We actually had, which I didn't even know, but yesterday we had a 5.6 earthquake just north of Brisbane, outside of Gympie, northwest of Gympie. So if you're looking on like an Australian map, you can look for Gympie, and it was just there. So it was 5.6, apparently. I didn't know anything about that. I was over at the big shopping centre when it hit around about 9 a.m. yesterday morning. So I didn't know anything about it, but apparently my sister, who was home, had said that she felt it, because I was like, nah. But yeah, that was all on the news yesterday. So 5.6, which is, So that's been an interesting topic, but other than that, everything's going pretty okay. Anyway, enough chit chat. Let's get straight into it. I don't think we'll have a massively big show today, but there's just some catch up things that I figured that we'd have a chat about. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So first off, starting with news. So for the news, we have got some new max level champions, and they all happened in the last couple of weeks. My nose is really itchy. It's really annoying me. Sorry. Apologies to anyone on watching the video. But it feels like it's like a tickle, right? It's a tickle, not inside my nose, on the outside of my nose. So it's a bit annoying. I'm not really sure why it's doing that. Plus, I'm a bit sinusy, so if I sound a bit more nasally than normal, it's sinus as well. Yay! Anyway, so we had a few more people make max level. All the write-ups are on the website, so wowchallengers.com. So if you want to have a read of their journeys, which again is always fascinating what people do with their leveling. So it's something I really do enjoy, you know, how people went about it and why they chose a particular race or a particular class. You know, we ask them quite a few questions, and it's good when people give a lot of insight into what they've done with that character. So it's one of the fun things that I get to read through that before you guys and then put it together to put on the website. So it's always a fun thing to do. But we did have As he works, so as he got became the fourth working man. So that's our fourth working man. Then we had Hogan Nilo, who became our 41st iron. And then we had Workin, who became our fifth working. Workin became our fifth working man champion. So, which is another listen tune. And he's had six max levels, I think, including this one. He's had quite a few, and there are, I think, write-ups for all the ones that we do the write-ups for on the website. So it's good to see that he's got another one. I think he said he's working on a Green Man and a Bloodthirsty, which is awesome. So it kind of reminds me of another Never Died, another Five, like listens, another Zaya. So listens, you know, he's really embracing it and getting in there, which is fantastic. So again, massive congratulations to our new champions, because again, 41 irons. Are you crazy? Five working men, which is, yeah, it's just wonderful. All right. Now, the other thing that we had happen while I was away was patch 11.2 dropped. So, just bear with me. We're just trying to work out what the hell she's doing. Let me put that up and let me put... Did it work? No. Leader, what did you do? I thought I fixed... I changed all of that last night. Oh, obviously, I'm having a right royal fantastic, I don't know what I was doing. I have no idea. Just, sorry, bear with me, chat. It's just, leaders obviously had a brain fart, which is, no, not that. Where's my website? Why did that not? I have no idea what I did. I have obviously, absolutely have no idea. Did I? No? Why is it not showing up? Okay, alright. I have no idea. Alright, let's just have a quick talk. So you can check out, I'll put the link in, of course, you guys probably know more than me, but with the War Within patch 11.2, so the ghosts of, I say it, Kar Aresh, that's how I've been saying it in my head, and how I feel like I'm hearing from the game. I must admit that for me, I have been in the new zone with Leader. I don't think I'd ever be taking the Challenger there. It's very, very risky. Plus, you're a floating islands in the void. I have already fallen off on Leader, which of course I could completely see something going really bad and falling off one of the islands. Endgame stuff, it's not very challenger friendly. And even if you go, oh, well, I could go over and I could get some herbs or just do some exploring or doing, you know, sometimes, and this is probably the whole bit of remembering when you're on a challenge tune to not be playing. You really have to set a mindset of going, hey, this is a restricted character. This is, we have limitations on what we can do with it as well as where we can go in game for them. Now, I know over my many years of being with, you know, WoW Challengers and Iron, etc., I've had a lot of friends who have, one of the things they wanted to do was to push, you know, back in the day, which is long bloody time ago, and they would play their challenge tune like a normal tune. That was how they wanted to play it. And look, you play your tune the way that you want to play it, but you need to play it within the rules of any challenge, obviously. And it always fascinated me because they were adamant that they weren't changing their play style, which again is valid if that's what you want. But there was points that they seemed to struggle with and would end up dead anywhere from, you know, I'm just trying to think, the highest I think they got up to was like 30, maybe. And at that time we were, was this back when we were doing level 90? God, the game has gone through so many things. Thank you, Mr. Motorbike. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, I know people probably say, hey, look, leveling an iron is so much easier. And I think there was discussion in Discord about this very thing, that obviously the game now, today, is really completely different to, well, you know, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The game has changed, and therefore the challenges has had to evolve and, you know, evolve with what Blizzard puts into the game. So if we had stayed the same, we would have been dead. Like, the challenges would have been dead 6 years ago, 8 years ago. So it's always interesting, but it's just also reminding that, you know, we have patches, etc., that come out, and sometimes, as Fair always said, scout it out. If you're not sure about something, go take a scout, have a look, see if it's viable. And obviously, if you've got a scout that is either your normal tune stripped down, which still isn't quite a comparison, but if you're trying to navigate say you're trying to navigate about, okay, what if I take this toon from point A to point B? What's going to be the best way of traveling, moving that toon across the continent? You know, that wouldn't be too much of an issue, but to scout stuff out if you're really not sure. And I know for me, I always play everything on my main, on leader first. It's what I always do. Nobody else gets a look in until I've looked at the area, the quest, what's going on. So, and then that helps fathom into how I'm going to approach stuff on any alt, which includes the challenge tunes. Zai says, game now seems mostly focused on endgame stuff, so leveling is a lot faster. And obviously Blizzard has made it a lot more user-friendly compared to, you know, for your alts and things like that. You know, back in the day when we couldn't even have Horde and Alliance characters on the same server, that was one thing. We had a maximum of 10 per server. Was it 10? Was it lower than that first and then they put it to 10? And obviously, you know, the restrictions on how many toons across accounts. All of that has changed. And then you've got all now the account-wide things that make, you know, that just has become like the, what's the bank called? But, you know, the warband now, which is wonderful and really helpful. But at the same stage, when you're based on doing a challenge which has rules and restrictions, it's very hard to count out the stuff that they've made across account wide. You know what I mean? It was always 10 per realm, yeah. I thought it was a bit lower originally. That might have, maybe that was in, before it was released, that it might have been like 8 or 7 or something, and then they upped it to 10. Of course, it's more now. What have we got? 65? 65 right across the account now, I think it is. Or was it 75? Anyway, that's a lot of toons. But for some people who, what all they might do is raid or play alts or whichever. And if you're big into raiding, like sometimes your raid group says, we need a disc priest. Who's going to level it, you know, so therefore their focus is completely, completely different. For a lot of us that are, you know, altaholics, and we love to make different races and classes and combinations of what's out there, plus we've got all the new allied races, you know, there's a lot to play, and a lot of people like to have one of each. Oh, my nose is really annoying. Apologies. Maybe it means something. You know when you get the itchy palms? One side it's money coming in, one side it's money going out. something like that. I wonder if the itchy nose means something. Maybe it's good luck. Hope. Yeah. So what was I saying? Train of thought gone. Zoom. Squirrel. Yeah, so anyway, the patch came out, obviously, like all things, new patches, etc. Be aware, strip down, keep an eye, you know, test things out. If you're unsure, jump on a scout, scout it out on a different, a non-challenge tune. And then, of course, you've got things like... No, I've gone. Oh, leaders. It's gone. I had a train of thought and it's completely off. It's gone. The other thing that I wanted to mention as well, that was on Wowhead. Let me put it in. It was just the Wow Weekly. You know how Wowhead does a mix of what's going on. So Midnight at Gamescom. So Gamescom happens, the reveal. So this week in WoW, Blizzard unveiled to full schedule of their Midnight reveal happening August 19th at Gamescom. So that's in a couple of days' time. So obviously if you're into all of that, we've got the next part of the War Within, Midnight, is what will be the next expansion coming. So that's very exciting. So Gamescom is in Cologne, Germany, from memory. Yes. Yeah, so that's very exciting. I'm guessing they'll probably be doing some streaming or something, which will be exciting. And that was the main thing that I just wanted, because again, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out. Like, we've just got a new zone area with Koresh, and I still can't keep up. Anyway, anything I missed? Anything you think needs to be mentioned? Let me know in the chat. We'll go on to, I think that's all I really wanted to make note, was just, you know, a few things, what has happened, what is coming up, which I'm going to guess most of us are aware of, but there might be some people who live under a rock, like a lot of times me, or a bubble, or whichever you want to call it. So yeah, it's, you know, there's just seems to be regularly a lot of stuff going on with WoW now, which isn't a bad thing, but at the same stage, it also can be hugely overwhelming for me. I know that's how I find it. You guys might not find that, and maybe it's just a me problem, but I know I've struggled with that for quite a few years now, that kind of Blizzard just has got their shit together and went, right, we are going to not go back to the old days of being like, nothing gets released for, what was it, like 16 months or 18 months, and now we're just consistent, etc. And I'm sitting here just going, can you slow it down? Slow down, whoa! Because there's a lot. So, yeah. So again, maybe it's more a leader problem than it is anyone else, but I'd be curious to know how you guys are finding you know, the game and everything that's coming through. I'm curious to see what your thoughts are on that. I'm just going to mention the next show will be 2 weeks. So we will we'll go back to the fortnightly 2 week intervals at the moment. Because again, I've just got a lot of stuff going on. So the next show will be the 30th. Which, and I'm, honestly, I'm in two minds about making a deal of it, and you can let me know. But it will be our 10th anniversary for the show. And I'm, as much as it's lovely to celebrate, I'm not really sure if I'm in a good headspace to do a massive celebration. So just take that with a grain of salt at the moment. But it is. So I don't want to not acknowledge it for the next show. But it just might be very low key, which again, people might say, well, it's your 10th. Well, yeah, but we can also celebrate it with just being low key. So I'll see. I'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks as to how I'm feeling. I don't think we'll be dropping anything. Honestly, I don't think we'll be dropping anything in particular at the moment. As in contest wise, it's the game's not the same with contest like from years ago. Plus we've got work to do, but look, who knows? I might sit on it, think about it for a couple of days, and who knows, maybe I will. But at this point of time, I'm telling you, I'm not, it's just going to be low key, okay? So, just being completely and utterly upfront about that. So yeah. All right. Anyway, on that, let's go through the state of the challenges. Cause again, we've had a break, but people have been busy leveling, which is fantastic to see. So for irons, we had 10 irons from the report this week. So at number 10, we had Sophia at level 22. 9 is Iron Dilly at level 30. 8 is Bo at level 32. 7 is Valfrasia. I think I got that pronounced right. At level 50. Number 6 is Iron Warlock at level 53. 5 is Iron Bond 3 at level 71. 4 is Zamani at level 71. Number 3 is Iron Slam at level 71. Oh, that's a popular level. Number 2 is Please Shoot Me at level 75, and number 1 was Hoganillo at level 80. So that was our 41st max level Iron Champion. Like, again, amazing. Okay, Bloods. We had 2 Bloods. We had Bloody Sheck. Yes. At level 15, the way that it looks, my brain just went Bloody Shrek, and I'm like, there's no R. So I had to think about it. So they were level 15, and number 1 was Blood Warg for level 22. Pacifist, we had 2 Pacifists, and number 2 was Pakani. At level 33, and number 1 was Shonlef at level 44. We had only 1 working man, which that's intriguing, which was Workin, who hit level 80, becoming our 5th champion for that. Greens, we had 2 greens. So we had Azure at level 31, and number 1 was Gren at 73. So again, it's good to see people have been busy leveling, and I'm guessing it's not as busy because we've just got the new patch out. And again, you know, a lot of times people don't focus on challenge tunes. They go and play their normal tune, and when they've got some downtime, might come back to playing the challenge tune. So it doesn't surprise me that we've got, you know, there's no blood, there's no teams. There wasn't even any a tin, which was intriguing. But but still, it's good to see that most of the challenges were represented this week, which is fantastic. All right, so that is that. All right, we'll go on to chit chat, and then we'll wrap things up. So unless you've got anything I need to mention, let me know. We'll have some coffee. And, Lita, what are you doing? What was I going to do? Just in case, that could be my brain a lot. That's my brain a lot. Okay, let's do... Okay, I've got two joke puns for you guys this week. If you've got any, pop them in the chat. I'm always intrigued. So the first one, we may have had this one. I feel like we have done this one, but it was a really long time ago. But it was really cute. And I think it's because I was watching... I was watching a video that had both of these in it, so I was like, yeah, this is cute. Dogs can't operate MRI machines, but cats can. I was watching cat and dog videos. If you're like going, Lita, you're watching... dogs operating MRIs. Yeah, so because it was a dog and cat video, like, it was like, oh, that's cute. Plus MRI machines, if you've never had an MRI, yay. They are one of the my least favorite things ever. Claustrophobic, like they, yeah, it takes a lot to deal with MRI machines, but yeah, and CAT scans, well, they're not that much better, but I seem to have always tolerated CAT scans better than MRIs have always been not fun. I have had my fair share. let's just say that. Okay, the other one that I have, which again, maybe we have done this one ages ago, but because we were already on the animal theme, it was just one of those that was kind of like, oh, it's cute too. So, one bird cannot make a pun, but two can. You're welcome. You're welcome, chat. Anytime. I'll be here again in 2 weeks' time. So, yes. So, they're my cute little animal ones for this week. So, if you've got anything, let me know. And again, happy... please feel free to send any cute ones in. That would be awesome. I think we've covered everything. I'm just trying to think if there's anything I've missed. I'm pretty sure we've covered most things. If there is, let me know. in the next minute or so. But again, yes, so thank you for everyone, those of you that have joined today to hang out with me. Appreciate that. Thank you very much for our, obviously, for our team, our WoW Challengers team that, you know, our mods and admin, etc., and our code wardens. All do a wonderful job, and without them, I'd probably be rocking back and forth in the corner. So, really, without them, this would not be here. And I don't mean the podcast, I mean WoW Challengers. So, for the likes of Zaya, who does a lot, thank you, who does a massive amount, so thank you very much for everything that you do, and Rudd for keeping the website and the challenges and the code. Yeah, I appreciate you very much, so thank you for that. All right, well, I don't think there's anything else that I can say. Thank you all to our Iron Elites. Names are scrolling. Leader, you're not very good at trying to replicate on screen. I'm depth perception is a struggle at times. I will fully admit that. That's probably why I bang into things and end up with bruises all over my arms and my legs, as well as, you know, falling over and tripping and doing stupid things like that. And then, you know, yeah, that's not fun. Thankfully, I've not tripped since the last time I tripped, which... Alright, so next show will be in 2 weeks' time, which will be Saturday, August 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern. Please make note, please check out the website, all the rules, the FAQ. We've got the write-ups for our max level champions, we've got all the challenges there, etc. You've got the link to take you through to the forums if you want. Don't forget the forums also has a lot of wonderful information by the likes of Stir and Zaya that put up, you know, places to help and you know, like bloodthirsty, friendly... pacifist friendly quests, etc., etc. So there's lots of different threads there, but yeah, definitely check the forums out as well. And other than that, don't forget the information for all of our socials is there. And if you want to contact me, please reach out through Discord or any of the socials. Just remember, I am ahead, future girl, as Ben and Stephen would call me many, many years ago. And I will get back to you as soon as I viably can, because I could be asleep or, you know, depending on the time zone, etc. So yeah, so please reach out to that. You can certainly send an email through to podcast@wildchallenges.com, or yeah, contact me through any of my socials or the Wild Challenges ones. All right, on that note, I think we're done. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. I hope everyone's having a lovely morning, evening, wherever you are. Thank you guys for hanging out here and with me, giving a little bit of your time today to be here. It's appreciated. It's nice to see some friendly, familiar names in the chat. So thank you very much for that. And on that note, we will catch you back here on the 30th of August. And my gosh, it'll be the end of August. What is going on? This year is crazy. Anyway, have a good one, and we'll see you then. All right. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.